With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Y'all.
Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Jason Bishop.
Ricky.
That's the foursome. Got a packed show. It's just one of those shows. You know, sometimes there are peaks and valleys during the year for sports talk radio, and we're about to dip into a valley because the NFL is going to go away. At least for today, you wake up. I thought we were just going to focus on
John Wall's knee.
It would have been John Wall's knee and the big win over
tomorrow.
The Thunder.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can do the Wall knee tomorrow.
Yeah. We got our AWOD segment at 8 today, though.
Get that in.
Have to make sure that's scheduled.
Make sure we shoehorn that in.
Hey, we're about to dip into February. I'm out on AWOD in February.
But thank God for Bruce Allen.
Yes.
As a sports radio host, thank God for you.
Do you hate the deal? Like I said, I was lukewarm on the deal. Just your opinion.
If I was a Redskins fan?
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate strong. All right, that's a strong word. I would dislike it.
I
disagree with Charlie Cashley and Lewis Riddick and all these other guys. I don't think it's a lateral move because I think that throwing in Kendall Fuller. Think about this for a second. And I think
he was saying lateral move, though, just a quarterback.
Just a quarterback. Maybe I agree with that, although you could.
I still think Kirk is going to get better.
Yeah, and considering Kirk is 5 years younger.
And you're going to put some real talent around him.
Right. But think about this, and I think J.P. Finley pointed this out, and maybe he tweeted this. The Chiefs were in talks with a bunch of teams about the Alex Smith deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the Skins.
There were
four or five, maybe six teams.
The Browns were definitely interested.
Okay. They took the Skins deal.
Yeah.
Why do you think that was?
It's the best deal on the table.
Right. And I think it's because they threw in Kendall Fuller.
Right. So I think
the Chiefs are so high on Kendall Fuller, that's what got it done.
Yeah. Real quick, let's go around the room. I said I'm lukewarm. Feels like Brad Johnson to me. Cakes,
not crazy about it, but it's better than starting next season with Colt McCoy under center.
So you're
true.
Kind of lukewarm, too.
Yeah.
That is true.
EB?
I think we're slightly worse football team, but I'm so sick of talking about Kirk. I actually am happy they
so
did.
So you like the move?
No, I think we're a worse football team, but I'm glad it's over.
But it gives you some hope for the next couple years
it's
anyway.
It's salvageable.
Because you can still win games.
Right.
Let's go to John Kime. He covers the Redskins for ESPN, ESPN.com. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good morning, John.
Doing great. Thank God
for
Bruce Allen.
Do you like the move for the Redskins?
Oh, by the way, before that, did you have any inkling that this was going down before the news broke at 9:45-ish last night?
I will say that I was on the phone with somebody who is involved in this whole situation trying to figure out what the Redskins might do with Kirk Cousins. There was, and again, at that point, the whole thing was they had no clue. Either they didn't know if he was going to franchise, transition, whatever. There was no inkling on that from that perspective. So, no, I did not know. I mean, you knew that they were interested. They were going to try and make another move. And I knew that there were people there who felt like they should have traded Kirk Cousins last year because they knew he wasn't going to resign. So you knew that there was a chance that they were going to go try and get somebody, but I wasn't expecting it at 9:35 or whatever it was on Tuesday night.
So do you like the move for the Redskins, though, given all that you know about whether Kirk was going to sign or not, franchise tag, transition tag, all that stuff? Do you like what the Redskins did as an organization?
Well, here's what I like that they got a good quarterback, okay? So you like that part of it. Alex Smith is good, and I heard from multiple people last night who felt like, you know, who feel like he'll be a good pairing with Jay Gruden. So that part, you know, and he, you know, it's possible that he's an older, or possible, I know people probably say he's an older version of Kirk Cousins in terms of his level and where he's at. I think a key part of that, though, is that they feel certainly, and by the fact that he signed an extension, he wants to be here. And the feeling had been for a while, by some there that Kirk Cousins did not want to be there. It's kind of similar to when they traded Champ Bailey. And you remember that they traded him for Portis and had to throw in a second round pick. And it's kind of like, what are you doing throwing a second rounder? But Bailey was never going to resign here. So that part is fine, and I think it was a good bounce back. I think the hard part is throwing in, as you guys talked about, Kendall Fuller. I love him as a player. It was fun, it was nice to see him develop. But there were, I've been told that there were possibly five teams involved in this, which meant you were going to have to give up something, obviously. And that's the part that hurts, because for me, we wrote this, but what they're trying to do is to build a good young defensive base and build a defense that can grow, that has talent. And that's the sort of guy you kind of want to include in that scenario. So that's the real tough part. I think the other key here along those lines, and to me this is when you'll see what else happens with this trade, is they're going to save money on the cap this year. If they had kept Kirk Cousins, let's say they transition tag him, keep him at 28.8. Well, and when we see Alex Smith's breakdown of the contract, I think we'll have a better idea of what they can then do. Let's say he's only an $18 million cap hit this year. What do they do with that extra $10 million, that they save at the quarterback position it's not necessarily part of the trade, but it's part of the equation. What else do they do with that money? How do they spend it, and who do they bring in, and what's their impact too?
If they spend it, though. I mean, in 2016,
right.
John.
Well, in some way, they're going to spend it, whether it's to extend guys, to keep guys here, or to sign guys. And listen, we all know, too, being living here, that spending has never necessarily equated to success here. So
that's
just having it to spend doesn't mean anything, but it is part of the equation, because what they wanted to do, and I know what they, for a while, was get a guy in that range of quarterback where they're at now, where they can still build around them and maintain a talent base around them.
Right.
And let me ask you this, John. If Alex Smith was a free agent this year, okay, had hit unrestricted free agency, do you think that any team would have given him 4 years with $71 million guaranteed?
In this league, yeah.
You do? Okay.
Probably.
Why not? Look what Osweiler got.
Is that fully total guaranteed, fully guaranteed? I think we need to see the breakdown more and to see also at what point can they get out of this deal? Is it 3 years? Which would make sense, but this is such a quarterback desperate league that I don't know and I can't say for sure what other teams would do, but if five other teams or so were trying to trade for him, I think there would be a few teams out there who would drive the price up. And I think we'll see that depending on what Kirk Cousins gets, what sort of a market there is for QBs, even guys who are just considered good.
You think this takes them out of the quarterback sweepstakes this year? I mean, they're giving a quarterback $71 million over the next 4 years. I think they wait a year before they draft one.
Yeah, it's always possible that they draft somebody, but I would not expect that. They also have Colt McCoy. I think one thing to keep in mind here, there's durability with Alex Smith, and they obviously still like Colt McCoy. He's got one more year on his deal. I also wouldn't be surprised if they're a little bit scarred from last year with so many injuries that to keep a third guy as a developmental guy, I don't know that they may not want to do that. Maybe you get a guy that you can, develop on the practice squad as someone who could be a future backup. They're not going to be talking about Josh Allen in the first round or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wouldn't think so, but you just never know with this team.
You never know. And
if
somebody actually Love drops there, then you never know. But right now, barring that, I would be surprised if they went that direction, unless it's like later in the draft and they just want a guy they can start to develop, a Nate Sudfeld type, something like that.
So you think Jacksonville now is a big player for Kirk?
No, I don't think so, because all the signals that I've gotten out of Jacksonville, anytime I've talked to anybody, it seems like the Blake Bortles will be the guy down there. And even before we found out about the or that was discovered about his wrist injury. It seemed to be that they were going to lean toward him unless I think at that point it sounded like, you know, they'd look to upgrade, but short of the cost being perfect and all that, that Bortles would probably be the guy. And that still seems to be the things that you hear. So, you know, the teams I think that still make sense would be the teams that need them. You know, New York, the Jets,
Denver,
yep. Arizona. And listen, to me, the one that makes the most sense is Minnesota. But I don't, you know, because all three of their guys are going to be unrestricted. And that, to me, is like a situation that is, you know, it's not a fixer-upper. You can drop him in there, and you have a team that already went to a certain point, and maybe he's a guy that can help them maintain that level and get them a little bit further. But they don't, you know, they have the room to spend. They don't have to worry about building around him. It's there. They have to maintain it, but it's there. So I don't know. But I don't know if that's a serious place or not. But there will be a handful of teams.
Let me ask you something. Has anyone contacted Kirk or his agent? If they have, I'm curious as to what they're saying, at least behind the scenes. If not, I'm just curious. Do you think they just consider this as one final, like, sort of slap in the face? Or are they just thrilled doing cartwheels because they're out of D.C.?
I think Kirk Cousins is probably, I think it's safe to say, relieved, because now this is his ability to get out. This is what he wanted, was being an unrestricted free agent. And while he may have liked playing in D.C., I think it was clear that he wasn't going to resign here, and there's a reason for that, and this allows him to then leave. It also allows him to leave without really having to, you know, I mean, he's been saying along publicly that, you know, he wants to be back here and all that. Well, this allows him to go without really fully testing that theory. You know, if he had spurned a great Redskins offer in March and he signs with some other team, then he's choosing one over the other. In the end, indirectly, he did choose this, he helped choose this because they knew they weren't going to re-sign him. So I think there's probably... I think there would be very much surprise as of like early this morning or late last night. I don't think he had been contacted, but I think that he's probably in a good spot just because now he can choose where he wants to go. I say choose where he wants to go. That's not, I mean, among a group of teams, because it may be that the choices are Cleveland, New York, and Arizona. You know, don't know. So. But I think there's a sense that, you know, this allows him to get what he wanted, which was unrestricted free agency.
Hey, let's get back into the Fuller thing real quick. So we had Charlie on, and he said that he doesn't think it's that big of a loss. He wasn't that high on Fuller because of Fabian Moreau's behind him.
I like Fabian Moreau a lot.
And Dunbar. And so he likes other guys there. But clearly the Chiefs were high on him. They wanted him included as a piece. From the people you talked to, you know, what's the upside for Fuller?
Well, I mean, I think the upside is that he can be a very good corner at a position of importance on defense. And, you know, I don't, you know, as far as like how good he can be, it's hard to say. You know, I haven't gotten into that many discussions with people as far as like what could he be. I know what they felt he is and what he was, and he was becoming a very good corner. The question would be, when you get to the big money stuff, would he ever be where is he better? Could he play on the outside and be a starting guy, or just a quote unquote starting slot corner? Both of them have importance because they play the nickel so much that it's hard to say. But I know, like, I know the Redskins felt he was very smart. I know players and teammates were very surprised. I think others in the building were surprised, disappointed that they had to include him, because I haven't really come across anybody, whether it's a teammate or another coach, who says, yeah, he was overrated, he wasn't that good. I think they know that he was a good player. And, you know, when I remember talking to Torian Gray about him, secondary coach during the season, about some of the plays he would make and just how smart he was as a corner, if there was one game, I think it may have been even Minnesota, where he had to go on the outside for a couple of plays, And Gray was, you know, Torian was like, you know, this is what you need to look for. And he goes, I got it, you know, because he knew what he was doing. He studies the game well. And then you remember that Seattle interception that he had, he broke on the ball. I think it was on a slant route. And I even asked Gray, how many guys make that play? And it's because it just seemed like a basic leverage and read. He goes, a lot of guys read that play right, but they're not as decisive as he was. And that decisiveness and the brains are kind of what separated him as a player. Now, how good is he going to be? Richard Sherman, you know, as my guy Jay Reed wonders why everybody's going crazy over this. I don't think that he's at that level. But I think he could be a good quality corner for a while. But again, the key, and I think Charlie, if you know what he said, they do have some depth at that position. And, you know, I think Fabian Moreau has a mindset. I think what they'd like to see him be even more competitive out there. But he has a good mindset and a good frame to play on the outside. Josh Holsey, I liked what he did in camp last year as a slot guy. They have to hope he develops. If those guys develop, and we don't know because we haven't seen it, but if they develop, then they're okay. The question is if they don't. And Fuller was a good, tough player in the slot, and that's a good thing to have for Kansas City now.
All right, John, got to run. Thank you very much for giving us your insight. That's John Keim. You can read his work at ESPN.com. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, John.
Thanks,
John.
Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back to your calls, your reaction to the Redskins trading for Alex Smith. They trade a third-round pick and their slot corner Kendall Fuller to the Chiefs for Alex Smith, who gets a four-year deal, $71 million guaranteed, $94 million overall, 800-636-1067.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. We just talked to Charlie Casserly, former Redskins GM, and John Keim, who covers the Redskins for ESPN, ESPN.com. Got their take on the Redskins deal for Alex Smith. Now we'll take your calls at 800-636-1067. If you missed the particulars, Alex Smith comes to the Redskins for a third-round pick and Kendall Fuller. Alex Smith agrees to a $94 million four-year deal, $71 million guaranteed. As Charlie said, essentially it's 3 years guaranteed. That if you take the $71 million, that's just what quarterbacks are getting.
Yep.
Excess.
That's the going rate.
You know, $23, $24 million dollars a year guaranteed. So that's what Alex Smith will get. Alex Smith coming off a career year last year. Of course, they failed in the playoffs once again. In Kansas City, 50-26 in the regular season, 1-4 in the playoffs. Their offense was sixth in the NFL. He had 104.7 QB rating in 2017.
Think about this real quick. So they gave Kirk Cousins $44 million guaranteed over 2 years.
Yep.
They're going to give Kirk Cousins $71 million guaranteed.
Smith.
What did I say?
You said Kirk.
Cousins. I'm sorry. Okay. Alex Smith.
Yeah, Cousins on the brain.
Right.
I get it.
So they're going to give Alex Smith $71 million guaranteed over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So combine the two contracts over the same amount of time. That's a 6 year deal worth $115 million. Mm-hmm. That they would have paid out to the quarterback.
Right.
Just think about how much
that's
cheaper.
That's about $19 million a year.
Just think about how much cheaper their total deal would have been if they would have just given Kirk, you know, an extension or a longer-term deal after the 2015 season.
Absolutely.
Well, they botched it spectacularly.
And yeah. I get it. It was only one good year, but they really lowballed him, only offered him $12
million. Lowballed him twice.
And that's where it all began.
They were afraid that Kirk was going to turn into Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
The writing was on the wall for months, if not years, that Kirk was not going to sign a long-term deal here.
So I thought, always just against him being a long-term Redskin.
Yeah.
I thought that they would work it out, but man.
So now if you bought a Cousins jersey... I mean, it's now a collector's item. It's vintage.
Go out and get out.
But I will say this. Can you play the music, Ann? I wanted to hear Celebration when I woke up this morning because I'm a Kirk Cousins fan, and I wish him well, although I got kind of sick of it towards the end. I'm just glad it's over.
I'm glad it's over, too, and I hope he kills it in his next stop. I hope he's amazing.
My guess is his next 4 years' numbers and production will trounce Alex Smith's next 4 years.
You know, John Keim thrown out Minnesota. I never really thought about Minnesota.
It makes a lot of sense. They don't have one quarterback under contract. And you're not
playing outdoors in Minnesota, obviously.
Right.
So it's a little bit more attractive than maybe even Denver.
If he went to Minnesota, he would be playing a minimum of 9 games per year indoors. The 8 at home and the 1 at Detroit.
He's got 2 legit receivers. He's got a legit tight end. He's got a legit defense.
You're talking about in Minnesota.
Right.
You have Dalvin Cook coming back.
You got Dalvin. I don't know, man. That's if Minnesota likes him, and maybe they like Keenum better. But
doesn't Minnesota have a ton of cap room, too?
How could they like Keenum better?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out. I don't know what teams like.
How could that be possible?
Could the Redskins still trade Kirk?
They could sign him.
I guess sign and trade.
Sign and trade.
But maybe. Why would he do that, I guess?
Yeah,
no incentive for him.
Because he wants unrestricted free agency. Right. He wants to pick his spot.
Yeah.
So, and both sides hate each other.
Yeah. Right. They haven't talked since the end of the season.
I mean, I can't believe that. It's unbelievable.
By the way, Scott McLuhan chimed in on Twitter. He said, "I would have never traded Kendall. He can play inside and outside. He's high character, young, and a football player." Robert Griffin III also chimed in and said, "Somehow, some way, they will blame this on me.
It makes more sense for McLuhan to chime in than it does Robert, what are you doing?
Making it about him.
I mean,
Robert
hasn't
been in the league in a year.
McLuhan has something to do with it. He drafted Kendall Fuller.
I like Will Blackman's response to RG3.
That was pretty funny.
What did he say exactly?
According to Pete, I didn't see the tweet. He said, "Go throw footballs at some trees."
he's probably Instagrammed some video of him throwing footballs at trees.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right. Let's bang out some of these calls. A lot of people want to chime in. I wish we had Kirk. I wish they were going to figure it out. It became obvious over the last few weeks that this just was not going to work. So they put a Band-Aid on it. They tried to salvage it the best they could. They gave up a bright young corner. But they get a quarterback who's coming off a career year who is not going to embarrass you. And he's going to give you a chance to win. And I guess as a Redskins fan, that's about the best we can ask. Let's go to Mike in Dallas. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Eric? Hey, Mike. I'm a big fan of the show. I watch your YouTube videos because I don't get much access to the media down there.
Now, hold on. You watch Adam's YouTube videos?
I watch your Junkies videos. I love you guys. I'm down here in Dallas, and you know you don't get a lot of Redskins talk down here.
Okay.
So right.
NBC Sports Washington has video of us every day.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, y'all also have a YouTube channel. And Eric, I just wanted to add, too, you look a lot younger than you are. Every time you take off your hat, you have this gray hair. I always thought you were like 25 years old or something.
What?
Thank you. Anyway. Thank you. Yeah, most people say that.
Obviously, he's not looking in HD.
Well, this is why I wear the hat. I think the hat does make me look younger. I agree with you. All right, what can we do for you, Mike?
But I'm with you. I thought we could have worked something out with Kirk because the numbers on Alex Smith, the contract they gave, were willing to give him, like 4 or 5 more million a year on Kirk, and he knows the offense. I felt like that was going backwards. I felt like Philly with Wentz and then Dak, I thought maybe you would think they want to go younger, then they go older with Smith. It just doesn't make sense to me. In the trade with Fuller, you'd think, okay, maybe they want to beef up the defense. Okay, they're going backwards with that. I don't know what's going on. I'm embarrassed.
It's just the best they could do. It's the best they could do, and Kansas City demanded Fuller, and they caved. That would be my guess from the outside looking in.
They didn't want to start over. What's
the goal, Alex Smith? Like, what? Maybe compete? Maybe see what he can do?
Trying to surround him with talent. I mean, look, in fairness to Alex Smith, he's won 13 games. He's won 11 games. He's won double digits many times.
Yep.
You know? He just doesn't put up big numbers. But he can. Okay. He can.
He does keep you relevant. He can manage
a game and keep you in games. And if you surround him with talent, he can win games.
He doesn't make a lot of mistakes.
We're trying to sprinkle him a little bit. He's Alex Smith. He's okay.
Right.
He's I'm just not. It's just a lot of my Redskins friends here aren't happy about it. My Chiefs fans are happy, ecstatic that they got rid of Alex Smith. And I've seen Patrick Mahomes play a lot. I see a lot of Big 12 football. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's good, but it's hard to judge how they are on the next level.
They're rolling the dice big time.
Yep.
I think Kansas City is rolling the dice.
They must have a lot of confidence in Mahomes.
Yeah, but they also think they're thinking the same way we are.
Right.
I mean, Alex Smith's aging. I mean, how much more can we get out of Alex Smith? You know, they did draft
a
kid.
He's coming up on his contract.
And it's
here.
Financial.
Coming up on his deal.
I mean, Mahomes is much cheaper. Absolutely. He's on a rookie deal. I think they saved $17 million in cap space by dealing Smith away.
I mean, after Smith was a free agent after next year, they weren't going to give Smith a $71 million guaranteed deal for 4 years.
But the Redskins will.
Right.
The Redskins will
And
step
I will
into
say
the
this
void.
About Smith. I like Smith a lot. I think he's a good quarterback, but he had the benefit of, in both cities, San Francisco and Kansas City, maybe not this past year because Kansas City's defense really wasn't very good, especially against the run, but he had the benefit of really, really good defenses in both cities. San Francisco's defense was legit when he was there. Kansas City's, for at least the first 3 years, legit when he was there.
Well, no one's saying he led them to 13 wins.
No, I'm just saying that's what he had the benefit of.
Yeah.
And he's obviously not going to have that here.
No, but what it does show, though, if you did luck box into a defense or, you know, some complimentary players, that he can bring home some W's.
Well, yeah.
I think he showed that.
If you look at the last seven seasons, and a lot of people discount record, but 69-31-1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you surround him with a good team, he can win you some games.
Yep.
I mean,
let's see what they surround him with.
You know,
what sort of chemistry will he build with Josh Doctson? We'll have to see how that plays out.
And Josh is 50-50.
Got to have a running back, though.
Let's go to Mo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Largo. Mo, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I think this is just one more chapter in the ineptitude of our organization. I mean, if you look at the pick and look at when he was most successful, one, he benefited from a great play calling scheme, two, a solid infrastructure, three, a legitimate running game, neither of which what we have here. So for what we just gave up in an upcoming, up-and-coming cornerback, the money that we just dedicated to this, you know, personnel – it's just another dumb move, man. I mean, it just...
Mo, I disagree with you on play calling. I think Jay Gruden's offense is solid, and he calls good plays.
So you think that Jay Gruden's offensive scheme is on the same level as Andy Reid? Are you serious?
I think Jay Gruden's offenses can be as successful
maybe
as
not,
Andy Reid's.
But Andy Reid was an embarrassment in the playoff game against Tennessee. Embarrassment.
Give Jay Gruden the weapons that Andy Reid had this year, and his offense would be better than 16th.
Yeah, for that game, he was an embarrassment.
Could be made for that game, you're right. But for the entirety of his coaching career in Philly and in Kansas City, he's definitely a proven better play caller than John Gruden. I mean, come on, look at the result that he's gotten out of
it. He's a much better overall head coach, and he has better talent around him, and there are a lot of circumstances there. But I think that Jay Gruden can have successful offenses. He's proven it.
Let's see. Let's see what they get. They need a running back, maybe another receiver. Got to have a healthy tight end. Let's see what he does with them.
Let's go to Kel in Suitland. Kel's fired up. Kel, what's up, buddy?
First of all, JP, I'm loving the big baller, baby. You rocking that joint. Listen, man, to all these fans called, all I'm going to say, how many times towards the end of the game, we need a drive. We need 3 points or we need 7 points. Kirk steps on the field, and we're like, oh, boy, here we go. 13 interceptions last season to 5, okay? Now, Kirk did throw more touchdowns, 27, to Alex Smith's 26. But I will take Alex Smith's production, and I agree with you, JP. Everybody talking about Andy Reid and this magnificent. Well, why isn't it never magnificent in the playoffs? Really? If you're a great play caller, you're a great play caller in all situations. Now, I don't agree with Gruden with the 3rd-and-1 running east and west instead of downhill, but I'm pretty sure he can change that. All these people saying that Kirk was better, listen, get over it. Kirk did not want to be here anymore. You can't make a person stay. Like EB said, his feelings was hurt. Feelings got involved. So it's time to move on.
You got a case of the feels. No doubt about it.
Exactly. And as far as this lateral move, it's not a lateral move. If you look at the numbers, the Redskins slightly And we can't really say fully until the season starts. But to me, today, the quarterback position, the Redskins are slightly better.
Thank you, Cal.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
buddy.
I don't know how they're slightly better by plugging in Alex Smith over Kirk Cousins. I don't know how you're better.
Well, just touchdown interception ratio, quarterback rating based on last year.
All right, but there's
Alex Smith on year. I'm not basing it on Alex Smith's career apex. He's not going to get any better than last year. He's only going to get worse.
You think he's going to get better?
No.
His ceiling
lower than Kirk Cousins.
It's impossible for him to have a better touchdown interception ratio. That's impossible.
I think Alex Smith may be a better player ages 33 to 37 than he was 27 to 31.
I don't believe that. We'll
it's see. Possible, but it would be it's possible.
They mature, they learn more. You know what? I might be swayed because I watched Tom versus Time yesterday, and he was just pointing out how much he knows more at age 40 than he does at 30.
Brady.
I understand.
He's a one in a billion shot.
I understand
it's
that.
It's different.
But veteran quarterbacks know more. Read defenses better as they age. They just do. And until the physical skills diminish, which I don't know if they have yet for Alex Smith, they can play better.
He's
joining a worse situation.
Yeah.
He's joining a worse organization. He's joining a team that's just going to make bad decisions. And they're not going to surround him with the guys that he had in those other cities.
He has poop talent.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. What's your reaction to the Redskins trading for Alex Smith? Gave up a third-round pick and Kendall Fuller for Alex Smith, who comes from Kansas City, signs a $71 million guaranteed deal, 4 years for $94 million to be with the Washington Redskins. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, live on NBC Sports Washington. Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter, going to join us in studio coming up at the top of the hour. Real quick, let's play this clip from In Depth with Graham Bensinger. Alex Smith joined him, and he talked about whether he cares about stats, because we're comparing Alex Smith's stats to Kirk Cousins. Alex Smith might be a guy that just points to the win column.
Well, it's just because he had better talent.
You know, regardless if you won or actually how you probably played on a play-by-play basis, didn't really matter. It was like all anybody saw was like your stat line, right? Like, oh, well, he went, 16 of 24 for like a touchdown and like one whatever. Like his rating was this. And sometimes, and then it's actually not, there's a lot of times like you can have a great rating and like you actually on like critical plays maybe didn't really do it, and you didn't really help your team when it counted, and vice versa. Like you could have played like, man, like it was a tough game, tough opponent, man, big moments, you stepped up, made some big plays, really helped the team win, were critical, right? But rating wasn't great, that always doesn't carry over. So like internally, like, man, I felt like you played pretty dang good and battled and rating wasn't great, and vice versa, played like crap and big moments weren't there, but my stat line looked clean.
You still do that?
That's always there, and it's still there, too, because it's only gotten bigger. The fantasy thing's only gotten bigger. Stat lines are even more, more people come up and say, man, I got you on my fantasy team than ever. And
but so you'll be on the sideline?
No, I don't do that now. No, I've got,
you sure?
I got a lot more f*** it in me than that.
And what does that mean?
I just think, and it took me a long time, I think, to kind of get the, to build that up, to like, you care less deep down in about trying to get people to like you. And it took a long time and a lot of air to get to the point to kind of build up, a good amount of f*** it.
I like that attitude. And if you're a grown adult and you go up to Alex Smith or any player in the NFL and say, you're on my fantasy team, and you're
killing
me down this week,
right.
You're a grade A loser.
They don't care
loser.
About that. Yeah.
They couldn't care less.
And by the way, they hear it all the time.
I'm neck deep in fantasy, but I'm not going to go up to a player and say, you really let me down this weekend by only having 40 yards receiving.
These guys are losers.
I feel like such a jerk if I did that to
anybody. I will say this about, and we've met Alex Smith. We met him at the Super Bowl a few years ago.
He's rookie
super
year.
Nice.
After his rookie
met him out on the street in Miami, I believe it was.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a really good guy.
He checks all the same boxes that Kirk does in terms of being a quality guy.
You would never hear Kirk say F it like that.
I think I remember exactly like what he was wearing. I don't remember much these days. I have a faulty memory.
Miami. He was wearing
flip flops. Yeah. I think he was wearing like like camo, like cargo shorts, mm-hmm. and a polo. I remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah, sick memory. By the way, Valdez is totally man-crushing on his looks.
Oh, he is?
He's the hottest player in the NFL.
I mean, he's a dreamy guy.
Jimmy Grapes hotter. Sorry.
Alex Smith greater than Zion.
I mean, Alex Smith's been touched by God. Number one pick overall. Rocket arm.
Let's take calls from the ladies.
Good looking.
We'll put a side-by-side on Facebook. Who's hotter?
How much is he banked?
Let's do that.
AY, do something useful. How much has he banked just in signing bonuses and throw in the $71 million guaranteed from the Redskins? I need to know how much he's made in signing bonuses alone and the $71 million guaranteed the Skins are going to give him.
Well, Drab
has to be well north of $100 million.
Drab had the interview on with Graham Bensinger, and he was doing it with his wife in their kitchen. And Drab pointed out that his wife wouldn't go on a date with him, this dreamy guy, until she found out he was a football player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had like a friend set him up. She wasn't sized at all. He texted her. She blew him off. And then she found out he was a football player.
Right.
She got sized.
Now, I will say this. His wife is a smoke show.
Now, is this right?
Like an absolute smoke show.
Now, what is the timeline? Is it when he was at Utah? Is this during college?
I think San Francisco, but it may have been Utah.
Oh, so he's already pro. Okay.
I think. I don't know.
I felt like it was during his KC days, but who knows?
Yeah. He's got silly muscles.
He's pretty thin.
He's got a great body. He's got a silly body. Yeah. I'll back up Valdez.
Right. These guys are man.
He's a dream. He's full on dream.
His jawline is a 10 out of 10.
Good looking dude. He just is.
Why are you hating on my man, Jimmy Grapes?
I'm not hating. Seriously. I'm just saying
he's focusing in on Alex Smith. Kirk wasn't bad looking.
I got to challenge
you. Jawline. Kirk's kind of dreamy too.
Most quarterbacks are. There was a study in Sports Illustrated that there was a correlation to looks.
Well, who's an ugly
and
quarterback?
Now we have to think Peyton Manning, Eli Manning. Like, the Mannings aren't the best.
Yeah, that's true.
But there was a whole theory that it starts at a very young age that the good-looking people gravitate to quarterback.
Do you think that
it's probably a garbage theory, but Sports Illustrated put it out
there. Do you think that Helix High School in San Diego was good when Alex Smith was the quarterback and Reggie Bush was the running back?
Yeah, probably a pretty good team.
They're pretty solid.
Think they were decent?
All right, let's go back to the phones. Your reaction. A lot of people this morning were upset about the Kendall Fuller loss. I'll say this again. We all kind of went around the room and gave us a take. I'm lukewarm on the deal. I think it keeps them competitive. It feels like Brad Johnson to me. Losing Kendall Fuller in the end, and people are going to get mad, it's a slot corner.
I think
Charlie Castley pretty much concurred with my opinion.
I actually agree with that, too. I think you can replace, even if he's a number two, you can replace
him. All right, but he's a two-year guy. You're forgetting that there's an upside.
Understood.
He's not going to be. Let me say this. He won't be a slot receiver for his entire career.
Slot corner.
Or a slot corner for his entire career.
Understood. But easier,
he's a good player.
Easier to
replace
put
a corner.
A Band-Aid at corner than
agreed.
A quarterback.
Absolutely.
Well, then a quarterback, obviously.
Yeah, and that's
definitely.
Why they had to do it.
Definitely.
They didn't want to. Believe me, they did not want to include Fuller.
Right.
Yeah. But they were.
I'm not saying that Fuller's
stuck.
The greatest corner of all time.
I know you're not.
All right. But what I'm saying is it is a loss. It's a loss,
but don't overstate the importance of your number two or potentially number three corner. That's, I think, what JP's saying.
I think it's a loss, but
don't overstate it.
Somebody else pointed out, too, that Brad Johnson, when he was with the Redskins, you know, he was solid here for the Redskins. And then the next year he went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl.
Didn't they give up more to get Brad Johnson?
I don't remember what they gave up in terms of the trade.
Can you look that up, Drabby?
Was Johnson the quarterback when we had the bad snap in Tampa or no? Who was the quarterback that year? Remember that?
You mean the bad snap on the field goal?
Yes. Was he the quarterback there?
I'm pretty sure. I think that's right.
I mean, he was.
You know, he had some moments here.
I'm pretty sure he was.
All right, let's go. Let me see. Let's go to Kendall in Alexandria. Kendall, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, Junkies?
What's up?
Man, I like Alex Smith. I'll start by saying I like him as a quarterback. I think he's a decent quarterback. He was known as a game manager, so that's ironic that all the folks who hate Kirk and call him a game manager all these years, this is what Alex Smith has been most of his career. What is the difference? The weapons. He has weapons in Kansas City. If you think that Alex Smith could put up the numbers that he put up last year, which are basically the same exact numbers that Kirk put up, here last year, you're mistaken. He doesn't take a lot of chances, which is a two-edged sword, because without a Hunt or a Hill or a Kelsey, which he does not have any of those guys here, and his windows are going to be a lot smaller. People are going to get a lot less separation. They're a lot less dynamic. He's going to be more of a game manager than he was last year in Kansas City. That's number one. Number two, the Kendall Fuller loss. Is he Deion Sanders? No. But what he represents is youth and trying to build the right way. And so it's not just the talent level, which is good, which he's going to get better. He's a good corner. And we've been looking for corners for decades. I mean, this is a guy who we can build on, and we get rid of him. And so that's the second aspect. The third aspect is, what is Kirk Cousins going to do when he gets to his new location, whether it's Denver, whether it's Minnesota, and all those things will play into a look at this trade, you know, in a year, 2 years, 3 years. And I think that it's going to be exposed in that period of time.
I think Kirk is going to thrive no matter where he winds up.
Kind of depends on where he goes. The Minnesota, that situation just sounds perfect for him, but who knows what they
want to do. By the way, Brad Johnson was acquired for a first and third round pick and a second round of the next year. So they gave up a ton for Brad Johnson.
Yep.
The Vikings had decided to move to Randall Cunningham at quarterback, and then Brad Johnson's first year with the Redskins was pretty impressive stats-wise, although comparing to like modern-day quarterbacks, it's
not. Well, different era.
Different era. His second year, he had 11 touchdowns. His second year with the Redskins, he had 11 touchdowns, 15 picks.
And he was younger than Alex.
Yes. By the way, it shows you how much the NFL has changed. Right underneath the story about Brad Johnson getting dealt is the story about Trent Green signing with the Rams to replace Tony Banks. He signed a 4-year deal worth $16.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that
was
point,
a big deal at
that
time.
Gigantic money.
That was a big deal
Who
at that time.
Who made that deal? Because that was Snyder's first year as owner of the Skins when they acquired Brad Johnson, correct?
I'm sure it was Charlie.
So it was Charlie that
I'm
did
sure
that?
I'm sure it was Charlie.
Hmm.
Let me say this
I
also.
I didn't realize that they gave up that much.
Let me also say this about Alex Smith. I do think he's less than the quarterback that Kirk can be and is. But I will say this, and I've said it 100 times on the show. One of Kirk's flaws, and he has plenty of them, they all do, is he doesn't throw a good deep ball. And that's always been the knock against Alex, except this year he threw a much better deep ball and was willing to take chances. If he brings that element here, I don't know who he's going to throw it to, but if he brings that element here, I'm going to like this deal a lot more. Because I can remember so many games, even though JP has this stat, it's the most bizarre stat in the world to me, that over the last 3 years, I think Kirk is sixth in pass plays of 20 yards or longer. If that's the case, those are literally 20-yard passes or little slants that they're taking off and running, because Kirk wouldn't stretch the field in a deep way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If Alex can stretch the field and be willing to throw downfield, truly stretch the field, I'll feel a lot better.
Now, he does have a glaring flaw. We were hyping him up earlier. I don't know if you have time to play this clip. You don't have time to play it. He listens to NPR.
Oh.
That means he's kind of boring. It says right here, he has a messy car and listens to NPR.
Well, I would say this, Eric. The only way you're really going to be high on the deal is if they win more games than they did with Kirk and they get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If they do the same exact
thing.
Well,
he's got to at least win the division once.
That's what I'm saying. If he does the exact same thing as what Kirk did and they win the division once and then the other 2-3 years they go 7-9.
Then it's what I think it is a wash.
Yeah.
I think in best case it's a wash, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll blossom.
And just to confirm what you said, Charlie Casserly did pull the trigger. They decided to not re-sign Trent Green at the time, and they traded that first and third round pick and a second rounder the following year for Brad Johnson. He came in at quarterback, and then the next year Vinny Serrato took over for Charlie
Casserly. And Trent Green had some pretty good years in Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't know what they had in Trent.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew he was good.
That.
I didn't think he was that good.
Yeah.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Continue to take your calls. Your reaction to the Redskins moving on from Kirk Cousins. The Kirk Cousins era is over. He will sign elsewhere. And Trent Green is your new starting quarterback.
Trent Green.
What are
Alex
you doing?
Smith.
Alex Smith. Well, we were just talking about Trent Green deal and all this stuff.
I like Trent Green. Don't get me wrong. I love the guy, but I don't think
he's going to. Your new starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins is Alex Smith for $71 million guaranteed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.